Emergency room physician Dr. Hemant Van Kowala confronts a completely different medical challenge.
People die. It's a reality of life, and working in the emergency room reminds me of this daily. On one recent night shift, I picked up a chart for an 18-year-old man who had been bleeding from his mouth for half an hour. He was 2 weeks out from having his tonsils removed at another hospital. Upon first glance at the chart, his speeding pulse of 130 beats per minute catches my eye. I walk back to visit him and don't much care for what I see. He is pale, sweaty, and still bleeding. I lean him back in the exam bed and peek into his mouth. He has a small blood vessel that has been steadily pumping his blood volume out of his circulation and into his throat. If this continues, he will soon die. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and this young man now has my full attention. I yell down the hall for nursing help and to have the operator wake and call in my ear, nose, and throat surgeon. I instinctively call for things like 2 large-bore IVs with fluids running wide open, oxygen, heart monitor, and lab tests to find out the blood type. I laugh to myself and think, sometimes TV does get it right. The mouth is a funny place. Pathways from lungs, blood vessels, brain, and digestive systems all converge in a small, poorly accessible area. I ask the patient to open his mouth, and I try and control the bleeding by applying pressure with a large cotton swab. But now the patient's blood pressure drops dangerously low, and his heart rate shoots to 180. Time to take complete control. I prepare myself to put a breathing tube into his windpipe. It's the only way to keep his airway open. Ironically, the patient's blood pressure is now so low that his bleeding is slowed to a trickle and inserting the tube goes smoothly. Once his airway is secure, I take another large swab, wrap a couple of gauze pads around the tip, secure them in place with tape, and place the whole homemade device up against the bleeding area. I stand there holding direct pressure until my surgeon arrives. 30 minutes later, the surgeon has repaired the bleeding vessel. The patient has been taken off the ventilator and his breathing tube removed. I have a moment to chat with this young man's mother who has recently arrived. Looking into her eyes, I am so grateful that I can tell her her son is going to be just fine. As I shudder at the thought that it could have so easily gone the other way, I glance over at the chart rack. The new charts remind me that my night is not yet over. I take a deep breath, pick up a chart, and head for the next room.
Dr. Hemant Van Kowala is an emergency room doctor in Dallas.